Hey friends, Allie Marie here. I was wondering if this is something that I experience on my own or if it is more of a universal experience in the Catholic Christian community. But it kind of bothers me whenever I see people online who are secular, who do not follow God, and try to tell Christians what it means to love their neighbor. Like, I know we hear a lot, no hate like Christian love, but I feel like a lot of times when we try to share the truth of Christ as we understand it, we get told, you know, you're supposed to love your neighbor. And for some reason, in the secular world, loving your neighbor as yourself is supposed to mean mind your own business, right? We're not supposed to care about their salvation, or we're not supposed to care about truth. We're supposed to remain like as relativists, to allow them to carry their truths, however detrimental that might be, as we understand it. And I think what struck me today in particular to this was the second reading in 1 John, where it was talked about how to love God means to obey his commandments. And I say it a lot. I've said it before, I know, that, you know, Christ gave us two commandments, that the Ten Commandments could be summarized in two, which were love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I've said that you have to love God first, because you're going to love yourself differently if you love God first with all parts of your being, and then you're going to in turn love your neighbor as yourself. Which, since you're loving God first, you love yourself in a certain capacity and you want to love your neighbor in the same way. And I really liked that 1 John full on defines what it means to love God in the first place, which means obey his commandments, which Christ himself tells us, right? He says, those who love me will obey my commands. And so when we have a list of rules and strict things that we are to abide by in order to be obedient to God, I just think it's really important to note that we can't let our hearts be influenced by those who are not honoring God with their lives, who don't seek to honor God with their lives. I get it a lot in the parenting community too, where, you know, gentle parenting on TikTok really is very secular, because I mean, one of the reasons that I was booted out of being a gentle parenting influencer was because if my child came to me and said, hey, I think, if my daughter came to me and said, hey, I think I'm a boy, and I said, oh, no, honey, you're a girl, that I was somehow, you know, a terrible parent. That is what pretty unanimously the gentle parenting creators on TikTok, that's how they felt. They felt that I should embrace my daughter to be, you know, and as I had said in the videos, in these conversations, like, well, no, I mean, you can have short hair, you can wear short, whatever shorts the way that you want them. You don't have to wear a dress. I'm not going to like force you to wear a certain thing or present a certain way, but fundamentally you are a girl. Nothing can change that, right? But in the gentle parenting community, it was very much focused on, no, the child's truth. You have to, you know, it's all accepting. Like, instead of all loving, because I think in the secular world, love means acceptance. Those are synonymous, right? Love is acceptance in the secular world. And that's not what love is in the Christian world. That's not how we understand love. Love is willing the good of another. And in order to will the good of another, we have to understand what fundamental truth is. We can't just be flippant about it, and we also can't change and define it at every whim. We have to stand firm on a solid foundation. On the solid foundation of the rock of the church, which again is actually obeying the commandments of Christ. And so I think, you know, I mean, because that's that whole parable about building your house on the sand versus the rock, that is all about obeying the commandments of Christ. It's not just believing in God. It's not just, you know, reading the Bible. It's actually living a life dutifully to Christ. It's being responsible in what it is that he has asked of us. And so I think that when we are considering what it means to love our neighbor, we truly need to be looking biblically at what it means to love. We need to be looking biblically at what it means, you know, when we look at 1 Corinthians, and it says love is patient, love is kind, love is all these things. At the end of the day, it says love is slow to anger. It doesn't say love never angers. It doesn't say that love never gets angry, right? It's slow to anger, which means it's patient. It waits. but it does still have just anger involved, just as we saw Christ. And so there are moments that I find myself very frustrated at certain situations where I question if I should share that frustration or if I'm supposed to remain in a very non-judgmental tone or however it might be. It can be hard to find that balance, right? And I don't think that right, I say non-judgmental, I mean, right, astute, like, direct, confrontational. At what point do you say, no, this is the truth, this is what God calls us to and how he wants us to live out our lives? Like, where is that balance exactly? And that can only be found through discernment, through the word of God, through following him and his commandments, so that our relationship and connection with the Holy Spirit is very clear and succinct and unquestionably just direct, right? We can't do that unless we're seeking a state of grace, unless we are going to Mass and embracing the Eucharist and doing everything that we can to be in full union with Christ in the fullest capacity that we have available to us here on earth. So I guess I just wanted to kind of check in about that and see what you guys thought on if you kind of see that online, if you see people trying to tell you how to love your neighbor, but they're not actually, you know, they're trying to explain to you Christian values and what they mean without actually being a Christian and without actually pursuing those values. Or maybe they were a Christian growing up and now they've abandoned them, which in my opinion means that it wasn't explained properly or something occurred that has hardened their hearts that only the Lord can soften anyway. And so I don't know. It really struck me today, though, in that second reading when, you know, again, I think it comes up so regularly in the Bible where there's just a certain phrase that really speaks to me where I've read this how many times, but then for whatever reason, my thought process for this particular moment, that particular line will resonate with me. And maybe there was something else that stood out to you during Mass today, during Divine Mercy Sunday today, that you'd like to share. And I'd love to read about it in the comments. I'm always, you know, always looking to grow in dialogue about the faith. And but yeah, the fact that loving God truly means obeying him and following his commands and like I said, fulfilling the duty that he has entrusted to us by being responsible to what it is that he's calling us to do. I think it's just really important that we're maintaining our focus there and relying on the word of God to give us truth, relying on others that we know are seeking God to give us how it is that we are supposed to live our lives. Do not follow those that are not following Christ. Do not follow those who are trying to lead you astray or are unknowingly leading you astray. I think a lot of people have really good intentions. I do, but you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You have to actively seek God. You have to actively seek what it is that he wants you to do. And you have to root it in scripture. You have to have a trusted spiritual guide along that path to say, okay, is this aligned with the catechism? Is this aligned with doctrine? Is this aligned biblically or is it not? And, you know, if you're being called to start a grassroots Protestant church and, you know, you've always been Catholic, it's like you really have to ask the good questions to the good people that are following God. And you know, it's the same type of thing where it's like, oh, I'm feeling this call to like go see this psychic, or I'm feeling this call to go do this, go do that. You always have to look back at scripture, see if it's aligned, and then move forward. And just having somebody who is in tune with God, who does study scripture, who studies the catechism, who does those types of things, that's who you want to have in your life to be following. Don't follow people who are very openly deconstructing from the faith or, you know, turning their back on the faith. They're going to lead you astray, whether they mean to or not. It's just going to happen. So continue to love God in the way that we are called by obeying his commandments. And the only way to obey his commandments is to know them. And so as I've shared many times in the past, and I'm going to continue sharing here forward, coming up this Thursday, we'll be talking about transgenderism from a Catholic point of view. You have to understand the Lord's commandments and understand what he's asking us to do and why he's asking us to do it. And honestly, I think that a lot of doctrine just makes sense. It aligns with natural law theory. It is, you know, it's amazing how God has just intertwined everything together to reflect him and his goodness, and how much can come forward from that if we choose to follow him. And as I saw on Instagram earlier this week, you know, following God doesn't change what happens to you. It changes how you respond to what happens to you. And if that just couldn't be more true. And so I just want for other people to be able to experience that peace that God does offer, the, you know, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Like when we follow him, obey him, there's a grace that comes forward that just makes life's hardships just seem a little less hard. So that's all that I want for you. That's all that I want for my neighbor. It's all I want for myself, right? So when I love my neighbor as myself, I'm going to be sharing the truths that I understand about Catholicism, about the goodness that the Lord has left for us. And I just hope that my neighbor can find those things so that they too can experience the grace that the Lord wants to offer them. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Have a great Divine Mercy Sunday.